The United States has issued a travel alert warning its citizens of potential terror risks throughout Europe. An alert was issued by the State Department following the deadly bombings in Brussels on Tuesday. Now it advises U.S. citizens to exercise vigilance when in public places or using transportation. According to the advisory, terrorist groups continue to plan attacks in Europe. Earlier, the U.S. and European governments also stepped up security in their capitals and other major cities. French, British, and German authorities have taken extra measures, beefing up security at airports and railway stations. And for more on the story, we're joined out of Seattle by Mr. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator. Now, serious security problem persists throughout Europe, Mr. Silverstein. It's a direct product of the Western powers promoting chaos and regime change in Syria, and then a bunch of their young disenfranchised go over there, partake in that regime change, and then when they come back, they wreak havoc on their own soil. Was this not foreseeable for many of these countries?
Well, it certainly would be foreseeable to those who are trying to look and find something like this, but most Westerners would rather be oblivious and allow their leadership of their countries and their military to intervene in conflicts like Syria and not care about the outcomes. But what Daesh has done has been to export the conflict from Syria and from Iraq to Europe and to the United States. We have had these same sorts of terror attacks in the United States, although on a smaller scale, and they've been more hit-and-run kind of attacks, not as organized and coordinated as the ones in Brussels and in France. But this is a problem of the notion of being able to impose a Western view of governance in the Middle East, impose it on countries like this, and think that there are no consequences to it.
And Mr. Silverstein, I mean, this Western foreign policy that many say led to the creation of Daesh, now that's arguable, but it, at the least, it's led to a lot of instability and with a lot of stuff going, insecurity throughout some of America and much of Europe. What's in the future for the West, for the U.S. and European countries as a result of this instability and terrorism throughout the world?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to try to solve the conflict in Syria, and it can't be done by intervention by Sunni outside powers like Qatar and Saudi Arabia and whatever, intervening in Syria and trying to impose some kind of stalemate there. It has to be through some sort of negotiated settlement. The other problem is the impact it will have on the U.S. presidential race. As your viewers may know, the Republicans in this race have really feasted on terrorism as and anti-Muslim hysteria here. And this sort of attack will only give Republican presidential candidates more fodder. And Trump's approval ratings will skyrocket because he has said that he wants to rid the United States both of Mexicans, and he wants to prevent all Muslims from entering the United States. So this is really a terrible outcome both for the people in Europe and for people who are progressive in the United States and elsewhere, I'm afraid.
And what, in your mind, could European countries do to try to promote some kind of stability within their borders, or security, I should say, within their borders, and not just be reactionary to events like this after, post facto, they take place? What can they do as a preventative measure so things like this in Brussels do not repeat themselves, like in Paris and Brussels?
Well, when I say the same thing to answer that question as I say about the Israeli-Arab conflict, which is, you have to go to the root of the problem, and you have to solve the problem itself in the Middle East. You have to create a negotiated settlement in Syria where both sides will share power in some fashion. The same thing between Israel and the Arabs. If you don't solve the root of the problem, then you will never stop the terrorism in Europe or wherever it might be. So negotiated settlement, that's where it has to happen.
So basically, peace through diplomacy, in your view. Thank you, Mr. Yes. Richard Silverstein, out of Seattle, joining us, journalist and political commentator.